HarperCollins presents The Queen's Spy. Written by Claire Marchant. Read by Alex Hogg and Russell Bentley. Chapter 1. June 2021. The loud noise as she exhaled sharply, a violent pssst of air and spittle, echoed around the almost empty, cavernous border control area. A cathedral for a modern age, welcoming all to its hallowed halls. Or possibly not all, Mathilde thought as she stood before the sour-faced man in front of her. Incongruously, behind him, a dusty sign announced, "Welcome to England." Most of her fellow travellers were now in their cars and continuing their journeys, whilst the final few foot passengers disembarked from the ferry, dusty backpacks on tired shoulders. Here she was, though, waiting in this enormous, cold, echoing space, while an officious old man in an ill-fitting uniform kept firing the same questions at her. "Do you have dual nationality?" he repeated slowly, waving her passport at her, held open with his thumb. "Are you French or Lebanese?"
"Oui, French."
She spoke slowly to give the impression she couldn't understand, hoping he'd give up with his questioning and let her continue her journey.
"I am French."
"But here," he showed her a page of her passport. "It says born in Lebanon."
He enunciated each word slowly. She looked at him blankly, slowly unfurling her fingers from the clenched fist they were gripped in and stretching before curling them back up again. Usually her vacant expression worked, but this old man was tenacious, and she found herself being marched to a small interview room where they gave her a plastic cup of tepid water while they waited for someone to find a French interpreter. They were 27 miles from France. How hard could it be? Opening her bag, she pulled out the letter which had brought her here. It was on a thick, cream-coloured vellum, the sort of correspondence which immediately convinced the recipient to open it. A frightening, bureaucratic piece of mail. The solicitor, sending it, had embarked on a long explanation about how he'd seen a photograph she'd taken in Amelia magazine whilst visiting Stockholm and had subsequently tracked her down. Given how she'd spent her whole life moving about to avoid being noticed, he'd been lucky. If the publication had used her pseudonym rather than accidentally printing her real name, she'd still be living her anonymous life. But the letter insisted she made an urgent contact regarding a property, called Lutton Hall, in England. Norfolk, to be exact. She'd changed her mind about coming to England 3 times before eventually booking her ferry. She might not understand what they wanted, but it seemed these solicitors were extremely keen to meet her. And now here she was, as directed by the letter she was holding, en route to the village in Norfolk, where she was hoping to find some answers. Or at least she would be, if these time-wasting idiots let her go. It was the same old story. Someone with too much time on their hands and a uniform on their back who took one look at her slightly less than salubrious converted ambulance and immediately became suspicious. Especially when they asked to see her passport, the numerous visas and her place of birth showing she was always on the move. What else did they expect from a photojournalist? She wasn't going to get many gritty political or war zone photos sat in a one-bed apartment in Paris, was she? Her thoughts were interrupted by another man coming into the room. "May I have the keys to your van, please?" he asked. She looked out of the window to where she could see 2 police officers, both holding on to leads of bouncing energetic Springer Spaniels, barking manically. She smirked slightly. They wouldn't find any drugs in there. She knew exactly what those dogs were trained to sniff out. Reaching into her pocket, she held out the keys. "I have plants in the front," her eyes narrowed. "Herbs, not marijuana," she added. "Please make sure your dogs do not damage them." His face remained blank as he took the keys and disappeared. She watched as the police carefully sniffed at the myriad of herbs and spices she was growing, but eventually, together with the disappointed-looking dogs, they locked the van up again. Finally, at the point where she'd begun to wonder if she'd ever get further than Dover, someone on the end of the phone was able to confirm that although originally from Beirut, Mathilde now held French citizenship and therefore had every right to be entering the UK. With a snarl, she snatched up her bag together with the returned keys.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?